While the Olympics in Beijing are still over 4 months away, the recent unrest in Tibet has brought the issue of how the world should deal with China and the Games to the fore. The Czech Minister of Education and Sport is set to boycott the Beijing Olympics, while the Prime Minister has just issued a statement saying he will let the cabinet decide whether he should attend. Will any senior Czech politicians actually go to Beijing, and what would it mean if they don't? Ian Willoughby reports.
The Czech Republic's Minister of Education, Sport and Youth, Andrej Liška, said last week he was going to decline an official invitation to attend the Olympic Games in Beijing this August. The Green Party politician said he wouldn't wish to help legitimise a Chinese regime that imprisons people for their beliefs, even with his small presence. On Wednesday, President Václav Klaus made headlines when he announced on his website that he wasn't going to the Olympics, though it soon transpired he wasn't planning a boycott. He's going to undergo a hip operation at that time. Nevertheless, Mr. Klaus did express disagreement with the politicisation of sport and somewhat disparaged the idea of staying away, saying the absence of a politician from the opening ceremony would hardly frighten the Chinese authorities. The Czech president also said that those who voted in the 1990s to award the Olympics to Beijing couldn't be surprised by the state of China today. Now Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has entered the fray, saying in a statement released on Thursday that the Czech cabinet will vote on whether he attends the opening ceremony, on the basis of a special report he has commissioned. If it transpires that no top-ranking Czech politicians actually attend the Olympics, what would that mean for the Czech team? Would it be embarrassing? That's a question I put to Petr Hrubec, the General Secretary of the Czech Olympic Committee.
Yes, of course. It's not their obligation, of course. It's their will, or we can say goodwill, or their interest in sports and to present themselves at the Olympic Games. And I think it is also a good example for our athletes that they will know that our main representatives, our political representatives are there and they are crossing fingers for them. But of course, if they are not going, it's their free will and it's their free opinion or interest not to go or to go. Of course, we will be glad if they will go and be there as they are there almost on all Olympics.
As for Czech athletes, the most vocal critic of the Chinese regime to date has probably been javelin thrower Barbara Špotáková. However, she and the rest of the Czech team have been warned off any kind of protest. This week, the chairman of the Czech Olympic Committee, Milan Jurásek, said they would all receive a copy of the Olympic Charter, which forbids political propaganda in the sporting arena. Mr. Jurásek said he wanted to protect Czech athletes from what he called utopianism.